This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. President Donald Trump elicited a strong reaction and condemnation from both Republicans and opposition Democrats Thursday when he suggested delaying November's presidential election. On Twitter Thursday morning, President Trump alleged without evidence that mail-in balloting would make the 2020 presidential balloting, quote, the most inaccurate and fraudulent election in history. The Republican president added it would be an embarrassment to the U.S. to continue until people can safely and securely vote. President Trump's tweet quickly prompted bipartisan condemnation. The president does not have the power to delay the election, which is to be held November 3rd. The date is set by Congress under the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. said Thursday its economy plummeted 9.5% between April and June. It's the biggest quarterly plunge in records dating back seven decades. The three-month drop reported by the Commerce Department combined with a 4.8% dip from January through March officially placed the U.S. economy into a recession as it struggles to regain its footing. Also Thursday, the Labor Department reported another 1.4 million workers filed for unemployment compensation last week. The pace of jobless benefit claims has now held steady for weeks. Latin America and the Caribbean's economies could contract 9.1% this year due to the pandemic. According to the United Nations Economic Commission for the region, unemployment and poverty are also on the rise. The number of unemployed people in the region is expected to increase to 44 million from 18 million last year. Meanwhile, poverty is forecast to climb 7 percentage points, encompassing an additional 45 million people. This is VOA News. 12 pro-democracy candidates in Hong Kong have been disqualified from running for election to the legislature. Hong Kong's government made the announcement Thursday, citing the new national security law imposed by Beijing and denying any infringement on civil rights. The move is expected to infuriate pro-democracy activists and supporters. It comes 1 month after Communist Party rulers in Beijing announced a national security law aimed at reining in dissent in the semi-autonomous city. Critics say the move is aimed at curbing the ascendancy of a young generation of Democrats after an overwhelming win in last year's lower-level district council elections. The Taliban announced late Wednesday it will soon release remaining imprisoned Afghan security force members. This comes a day after a similar announcement from Afghanistan's president indicating that the start of negotiations between the warring factions in Afghanistan may be close. President Ashraf Ghani has indicated Tuesday that intra-Afghan negotiations with the Taliban were imminent. Both sides also have agreed to a three-day ceasefire during the Muslim Holy Festival of Eid. Ivory Coast's President Alassane Ouattara has appointed a new prime minister. He's named Defense Minister Hamed Bakayoko to the position after his predecessor died suddenly this month, according to the presidency on Thursday. The death of former Prime Minister Amadou Gon Coulibaly, who had been handpicked by Ouattara to succeed him, left his ruling party scrambling to find a replacement 3 months ahead of the presidential election. The October 31st vote is seen as crucial for the stability of the Ivory Coast. Federal officers, we will begin leaving the northwestern U.S. city of Portland, Oregon on Thursday. State Governor Kate Brown says this comes after an agreement between local and federal officials. The federal government said the deployment to Portland was necessary to restore order and faulted local leaders for allowing ongoing protests that they said endangered federal property. Brown was among the leaders who criticized the presence of the federal agents, saying Wednesday they acted as an occupying force and brought violence. Countries around the world are experiencing a surge of new coronavirus cases, like Australia. The southern state of Victoria posted 723 new COVID-19 cases and 13 deaths on Wednesday, a new one-day record for the hardest-hit state from the sudden spike of the disease. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.